Hello and welcome to ACAPS Audio Reports. Today we will be discussing the end of ceasefire and reimposition of blockade in Gaza, Palestine. Part 1. Crisis Overview. In the early hours of 18 March 2025, Israel unilaterally ended the ceasefire that it agreed upon with Hamas on 15 January, launching airstrikes on Gaza as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced the resumption of conflict. Even during the ceasefire period, Israel also continued its attacks and has imposed blockade on Gaza since March 2, albeit at a lower scale. Between 19 January and 17 March, during the ceasefire, Israel had killed at least 170 Gazans and allowed only 70% of the 600 aid trucks to be allowed in daily. The 18 March airstrikes killed at least 404 civilians and injured around 660. On the 20th of March, Israel launched additional airstrikes and resumed ground operations, killing around 91 Palestinians and wounding dozens. On Monday 24 March, Israel launched several strikes killing at least 65 civilians, including children and journalists. The attacks have been registered in Khan Yunis, southern Gaza, Beit Lahia and attacks to the Red Cross building in Rafah. Until 25 March, many bodies had not been retrieved from under rubble. The death toll continues to rise as injured individuals fail to receive access to essential medicine because of Israel's most recent and longest blockade on Gaza since 2 March. Medical facilities are also overwhelmed, with many destroyed, rendering them unable to provide adequate treatment. With the Israel Defense Forces specifically targeting hospitals and healthcare workers since October 2023, causing Gaza's health system to collapse completely, leaving it without any capacity even before the ceasefire. Until 25 March 2025, no safe zones had been established. At the same time, the IDF also attacked previously designated safe areas before the ceasefire, and the recent airstrikes hit Al-Mawasi and IDP tents in Tal al-Sultan, which were supposed to be considered safe humanitarian zones. The 18 March airstrikes hit areas around Gaza City, Khan Yunis, and Rafah the hardest. These airstrikes have caused new waves of displacement under devastating humanitarian conditions. People in Gaza were already struggling with food insecurity, unmet health needs, inadequate shelter, limited education, and livelihood losses because of conflict and blockades. Since 2 March, Israel has blocked humanitarian aid into Gaza, and humanitarian organizations have since reported food rotting in storage and medicine expiring as aid permits are denied. The ceasefire, agreed upon on 15 January and implemented on 19 January, was supposed to have several phases. The first was implemented with Hamas releasing 25 living and 8 deceased Israeli hostages, while Israel released about 1,777 Palestinian prisoners. Simultaneously, Israeli forces were supposed to withdraw from Gaza's populated areas, and humanitarian aid was supposed to enter Gaza without interruption. This did not happen, and Israel has continued attacking, albeit with less intensity, while also blocking aid since 2 March. Phase 2 was to involve a permanent ceasefire and the exchange of the remaining Israeli hostages for more Palestinian prisoners, but negotiations never began as scheduled after both parties accused the other of violating the truce. On 19 February, Hamas said they were willing to free all Israeli hostages in one go in exchange for a lasting truce and Israel's withdrawal from Gaza, but the Israeli government rejected their proposal. Part 2: Anticipated Scope and Scale. 1. Netanyahu has threatened to strengthen Israel's military operations, claiming that the recent escalation was just the beginning of the attacks. Civilian security can be expected to deteriorate, especially as there is no certainty on which areas are safe or are being targeted by the IDF. 2. The number of dead and injured people is likely to increase given the lack of capacity to treat affected people. Paramedics and emergency medical teams from the Palestine Red Crescent have been responding in Gaza after the airstrikes. Medical facilities are overwhelmed, and essential healthcare products are scarce. The clashes are expected to increase the number of patients needing rehabilitation services and evacuation, but Israel has reduced permits for medical evacuation through all crossing points from Gaza. On 19 March, around 13 injured people from Gaza were evacuated to Europe, but restrictions will likely strengthen. By 20 March, over 11,000 people in Gaza were in need of urgent medical evacuation. Before the ceasefire, Gaza's healthcare system was already collapsing as a result of Israel's attacks on infrastructure and health workers. The supply blockade has worsened the situation by severely limiting the availability of medicine and other essential supplies. 3. Without the entrance of humanitarian aid, people are more likely to become ill or even die because of the lack of healthcare access. Restricted access to primary healthcare, combined with disease outbreaks and reduced vaccinations, is likely to worsen preventable diseases and the conditions of those with chronic illnesses who cannot receive treatment. The lack of health facilities and supplies also means unsafe delivery for more women, leading to increased maternal mortality. Groups more vulnerable to diseases, such as children under 5 years old, women, and older people, are likely to be the most affected. 4. Food insecurity levels will keep rising. With 82% of croplands damaged since October 2023, people are unable to cultivate crops, and the prices of vegetables and fruits have increased, leading to high dependence on food assistance. By 18 March, around 80 community kitchens were estimated to close by April because of the lack of supplies, while others will be forced to adjust meal content or the number of meals per day. 5. The rising number of civilian casualties will likely lead to more unaccompanied children, directly increasing the risk of sexual violence, exploitation, trafficking, and mental health issues. 6. The resumption of ground operations is likely to increase the number of detention incidents affecting civilians, including the arbitrary arrest of health workers, as was reported in 2024. 7. Mental health is one of the most pressing issues in Gaza. People have reported cases of post-traumatic stress disorder, anxiety, and depression. According to a survey of 504 households in Gaza conducted by the Community Training Center for Crisis Management with support from the War Child Alliance, 96% of children feel their death is imminent. The resumption of attacks and blockades deteriorates the mental and psychological well-being of communities. Children's long-term development is likely to be affected by the resulting trauma, education disruption, and lack of safe spaces, among other consequences of the conflict. Part 3. Humanitarian constraints. 1. Since 2 March, all of Gaza's land border crossings have remained closed, except for specific patient evacuations. This closure has hindered humanitarian aid delivery and delayed that of essential medicine, medical equipment, and hygiene supplies. This disruption increases the risk of pregnancy complications, chronic diseases, the spread of waterborne diseases, and preventable deaths. 2. On 18 March, the IDF started ground operations by retaking part of the strategic Netzarim corridor that divides Gaza's north from the south, advancing towards the northern town of Beit Laya and into the southern border city of Rafah. The operatives have forced people to displace and stay in overcrowded areas. The recurrent displacement makes it difficult for humanitarian organizations to gather information and identify people's needs. 3. As of 22 March, electricity outages across the Gaza Strip have hindered humanitarian efforts and information gathering. The lack of consistent power suggests that the actual number of casualties may be higher because of delays in reporting. 4. Before 17 March, 62% of Gaza's roads were destroyed, constraining the transportation of humanitarian aid and people needing emergency healthcare. Around 92% of homes and buildings were also destroyed. The possible presence of explosive ordnance under debris and collapsed buildings and the constant risk of damaged buildings also collapsing create a security risk for both residents and humanitarian workers. 5. Humanitarian workers have been targeted during clashes. By 21 March, 281 UNRWA workers had been killed since 7 October 2023. By 13 January, at least 878 health workers had also been killed and between 297 and 351 detained. The total number of health and aid workers killed varies between sources and is believed to be higher than the current verified number as the situation is evolving and clashes have been hampering the gathering of information, and the death toll is believed to be much higher than the figures published by Israeli authorities. 6. Over 800 incidents have affected UNRWA facilities since October 2023. 7. The executive orders on the suspension of U.S. aid funds have severely affected Gaza. USAID was supposed to fund $383 million of the aid to Gaza as the ceasefire progressed, as approved by U.S. President Trump on 31 January. By 7 March, there were still no confirmed payments. Several aid organizations also highly depend on U.S. funds to continue their operations. With the recent U.S. aid suspension, they are likely to have to cease their programs. The International Medical Corps and other organizations have had to scale down operations and lay off workers, with some receiving termination letters to immediately cease all activities. To read the full version of this report, visit acaps.org. Follow us on X, LinkedIn, Instagram and Threads at ACAPS Project for regular updates. ACAPS, see the crisis, change the outcome.